Okay, today we continue in the fourth parak of Masech HaShviyas, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So in Mishnah Gimel, we're going to talk about if you're making plans to rent a property, a field that you're going to work on the year after Shemitah. So to what extent do you have to be concerned that the owner of that property might do things that are usher to do during Shemitah in order to prepare the property for you? I mean, this is like an interesting idea that you have to be careful about what you're going to do at a time of heter because of what somebody else might do in preparation for that during a time of iser. This is like when Lag BaOmer falls on Motzei Shabbos. So a lot of times forget about Lag BaOmer even. Let's say Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Levaya. They dafka did the Levaya on Sunday because Rav Gershon Edelstein Paskind, they can't do the Motzei Shabbos because the Israeli police are going to have to do a lot of prep work and a lot of malacha in preparation of the Levaya. So if you're going to do it on Motzei Shabbos, which is perfectly much the time to have a Levaya in Eretz Yisrael, well then you're going to be causing other people to prepare for it by doing Malacha on Shabbos. So you have a similar idea over here, that one has to be careful about renting a property on Motzei Shviyas, because what's going to happen on the Shemitah year itself, and in preparation for that. So Chochrin Nirin Min Ha'ovdei Kochavim B'Shviyas. You're allowed to make an agreement to rent or lease a field that is pre-plowed, that is already plowed from Ovdei Kochavim on Motzei Shviyas, because Avalomi Yisrael, but not from a Jew, because Ovdei Kochavim is allowed to plow a field during Shemitah, but a Jew is not allowed to. So you have to be worried that you're going to cause the Jew to violate the halachos of Shemitah. And the Rush points out that that's true even if the Jew if you give the Jew enough time after the Shemitah is over to plow it at that time, but that we still have to be concerned that he's going to plow it during the Shemitah year itself, because that's when it's more convenient for him to do so. Once we're talking about how you don't have to worry about the fact that the Goy, that a Nachri, that a non-Jew is going to be plowing your field, the field you plan on renting during Shemitah, the Mishnah tells us, that if you see an Ovid Kochavim plowing the land or working the land during Shemitah, you can give him chizik. You're allowed to say Yasher Koach or good luck or tischazek, something like that. You're allowed to wish him well, avalo yidei Yisrael, but you're not allowed to do so to a Jew. Meaning, sometimes you have a Jew who's a non-religious person, so he's not observant of any of the halachos, and you see him watering his lawn on Shabbos. So you walk by and you say, "Oh, do a good job watering lawn, or good luck with growing those flowers that you're trying to grow." No, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be machzik yidei over avera. You're not, when someone is doing something that's aser, you're not allowed to wish him luck on. Or chizik in that which he's doing. V'shoal and b'shalom and mnei darkei shalom. Similarly, normally you're not supposed to be shoal b'shalom. You're not allowed to say one of the shemos of Hashem, which is shalom, in greeting a Nachri on his holiday, because we're concerned that he's going to then turn around and thank his God for the honor that he just received from his friend the Jew. But for the sake of Darkei Shalom, we allow that to happen. For the sake of Darkei Shalom, we say that you're allowed to be Shoel B'Shalom in order to keep the peace between the Jewish people and our non-Jewish neighbors. Now the next Mishnah talks about when you remove a tree from a property during Shemitah. Removing a tree is technically not us. It's not an avodas hakarka that you're not allowed to do during Shemitah, but if it gives the impression that you're clearing the area in order to be able to plow and to plant, then that's going to be a problem. So when are you allowed to remove trees? In what way are you allowed to remove trees? So that's what Mishnah Dalet talks about. Hamedel bazesim, if you're just thinning out your orchard of olive trees by removing some of the trees, they're too tightly clustered together, so you remove a tree or two from in between so that they'll have more room to grow. Beishame omrim yogom. Shammai says when you do that, you can cut the tree down to the ground, but you cannot pull the roots out of the ground, because if you do that, then it makes it look like you're preparing the ground for planting. Beisil says, no, you can even uproot it entirely. It's obvious from the other trees that you're still living there that you don't plan on planting this area. You're just freeing up some space in between the trees. But everyone agrees that if you're really clearing an area of trees, then you're only allowed to cut it down to the ground, but you're not allowed to pull the roots out. Ezu ha-medel, what is it? What's the difference between medel and machlik? How do I know when you're just thinning out and just removing some trees, and when it's called that you're clearing out the area? So echad o'shnayim, medel is when you take one or two trees out. One or two trees out from a whole group of trees, that's just considered thinning out the area. But ha-machlik, shlosh ha-zeh b'sadzeh, but clearing the area, that's where all three trees that are next to each other, that's when you have all three trees, one right next to the other, that's considered to be a real clearing of the area, and that's where even Beis Hillel is going to say you cannot pull out the roots. So the Mishnah tells us, b'medvar mamurim, but when is that true? Mitoch shalo, that's when you're taking from your own field. Av mitoch shal chaveru, af ha-machlik yisharesh. But if you're pulling trees out of somebody else's field, then even if you're pulling a bunch of trees out, you're allowed to pull them out from the roots as well. Everyone agrees to that because it does not look like you're clearing it for planting, just like in the previous Mishnayos and Prakim where we spoke about removing rocks from somebody else's field. Since it's somebody else's field, it doesn't look like you're removing it for the sake of planting. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel we said that one has to be careful when you rent a pre-plowed field the year after Shemitah to only do so from a Nachri, but not from a Yisrael, because the Yisrael might plow the field during Shemitah in preparation of your rental, and we said that you're allowed to wish a Nachri good luck with his Avodah Sakarka during Shemitah, but you're not allowed to wish a Yisrael good luck with his Avodah Sakarka during Shemitah, and we said you're allowed to greet a Nachri B'Shalom around the times of their holidays, but only because of Darkei Shalom. In Mishnah Dalet, we learned that there was Machlokes B'Shame B'Silel, whether you're allowed to, when you're thinning out some trees, whether you're allowed to uproot them entirely or only allowed to cut them down, but everyone agreed that if you're clearing out an entire area, which involves taking three trees, that you're only allowed to cut them down, you're not allowed to uproot them. But everyone also agreed that if it's in somebody else's field, even if you're clearing out the whole area, you're allowed to totally uproot the trees. Baz Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Dalet, Mishnah Hey.